I repeat, we are to daily, literally, daily examine our conscience and ask yourself what unpleasant things that occur during the day and I spontaneously get rid of. Not first asking myself, is an unpleasant experience a grace from God or not? And I mean this with all my heart, and not only not become holy, not even save our souls, unless we know and live up to God's providence in sending us painful people, painful experiences. It's from God also to send us pleasant persons, experiences. And the key is not in the experience. The key is in the mind, enlightened by faith. Is this pleasant experience from God? If it is, I will enjoy it. Is the unpleasant experience also from God? Shall I say it? Enjoy it. And then, by the way, one of my favorite divisions or favorite definition of a holy person. A holy person is one who enjoys what is naturally unpleasant in life. I am currently writing a biography of Mother Teresa. And last night, I wrote about the unpleasant experiences in her life. There were many and deep. With God's grace, she tried never to get rid of them. By His providence, God watches over and governs all the things that He made, reaching from end to end, from the most pleasant to the most unpleasant experience of our lives. All the things in our life, whether pleasant or unpleasant, are open to our free wills. And that is the condition of our reaching heaven. To reach heaven only if we patiently, shall use the verb, endure what is unpleasant, and even thank God for the unpleasant experience. And conversely, and how pleasant a person, a place, an experience may be, our conscience must pass judgment. What we are experiencing, and I'm not speaking, I know, to consecrated religious, but I tell you, never, I don't say, become saints. Never even reach heaven if we consciously and deliberately remove from our lives what is unpleasant, or the opposite, consciously and deliberately remove from our lives what is unpleasant. Oh, what am I saying? At the beginning of this retreat, that's why I'm talking on this subject, I beg you to examine your consciences, do some writing, and plan your next year. What pleasant things that I have in my life does God want me to enjoy? What unpleasant things God does not want me to get rid of? I mentioned earlier, for many people, the married especially, the hardest part of their lives is, they're honest with you and open, is their married partner. The world in which we're living says only one thing: get rid of him or her. Well, that is not the answer. With God's grace, I repeat, we should daily examine our consciences and ask ourselves, what pleasant things in my daily experience were from God? He wanted me to enjoy. What unpleasant things were also from God that he wanted me to endure? Those two verbs are crucial in a spiritual life: to enjoy and to endure. Dear Lord, we beg you to teach us. Teach us not to spontaneously and immediately remove from our lives what is unpleasant, because your will, dear Lord, includes both the pleasant and the unpleasant persons, places, and circumstances of our lives. That is why we must, I beg you, to get into the habit of daily, I mean that, daily examining your conscience. Ask yourself before God what you've experienced during the day that God wants you to endure. What does God want you to enjoy? Among the things that he may want you to endure may be unpleasant persons. He wants you to enjoy maybe, shall I say it, the cross, the sweetest experience on earth for a person who has a deep faith, is to endure what is painful and thank God for the experience. Lord Jesus, as we begin this retreat, we beg you to open our minds to see what in our lives is pleasing to you, what in our lives is displeasing to you, and then, with your grace, dear Lord, to reshape our lives, remove what may be very pleasant to us, what is pleasing to God, and conversely, enjoy what God wants to enjoy. A retreat should change our lives. My prayer for all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.